Have a good night.
Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is 11,706. Michael Zarchinek, I apologize, I'm pretty sure I butchered that, seeks a variance to reduce the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setbacks, sections 115-34B and 115-185F of the Sussex County zoning ordinance. The property is located on the south side of Robinson's Drive, approximately 98 feet east of Fisher's Street. The 911 address is 38236 Robinson Drive, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.09, parcel 38. Specifically, they're asking for an 11.5-foot variance from the front, a 2.9-foot variance for the side, a 2.6-foot variance for the shed, and a 4.4-foot variance for the shed. There are no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Steve, you can give your name and address for the record.
Irene Zarchinek.
And your address?
38236 Robinson Drive.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and ladies and gentlemen. My name is Craig Alamon from Tunnel and Razor, representing the applicant. Just a little bit of history on this property. The home was built in the early 1960s. However, the neighborhood has changed significantly since the home's construction. This is the last single-family home on the street that is currently one story. In fact, it's the last single-family home on the street that has not been completely remodeled. And if I may, I have some photos, if I may approach and enter into the record. Now, the existing footprint of the home remains the same. Nothing is changing. We are not asking for any variance for the foundation. I'm intruding into the setback. And of course, as you will see by reviewing the survey, the lot is a relatively small lot. Now, the additions into the setback are only a roof over the entrance, just to shield the applicant from rain as she and the guests come into the home, and also a second floor deck. These additions of the setback are the same as other neighbors. Other neighbors have been before this board and have had variances granted. And if you see by the photos of the street of all the neighbors, many of the homes have similar characteristics with the balcony, the porch on the second floor. Now, the property cannot otherwise be developed. The living area will be the same footprint of the original foundation. There will be no extension of the existing foundation. Now, moving the home and its foundation backwards to account for the extra space would constitute an exceptional practical difficulty. Therefore, a variance is necessary for the applicant to continue to reasonably use the property. Now, it's important to note that the issue at hand tonight was not created by the applicant. The home was built before the zoning code was even established, and the footprint of the home has remained the same since that time in the 1960s. Thus, the problem was not created by our applicant. Now, the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood in which the property is located, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or the use of the adjacent property, nor be detrimental to the public welfare. In fact, as we've discussed, this property is the last home to the party in terms of renovating, adding additional floor or items there in the front of the home. Now, the minimum variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represent the least modification possible of the regulations at issue. The footprint, again, will remain the same for the main structure, as the addition to the setback, as we discussed, is only for the roof over the entrance and a second floor deck. And Irene Zarchinek, have you had an opportunity to hear everything that I presented to the board this evening? Is everything complete and accurate to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Great. Mr. Chairman and board, we're open to answer any questions that anyone may have.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to start down here with Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time, sir?
This came about because you want to add on. Otherwise, there was no inquiry. Is that correct?
That's correct.
No other questions.
Mr. Edson.
Let me make sure I understand, the original footprint will remain the same?
That's correct.
Since the 60s?
Yes, Mr. Hudson.
And the variances for the roof over the entrance?
That's correct.
And what additional one?
The, if, right up here, it's just very, very small, but into the air, not on the footprint of the deck, is going to go out slightly.
Can I leave it down?
That's right.
Thank you.
So again, there'll be no increase in the existing foundation?
That's correct. That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
All the neighbors, you talked to neighbors and anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, it's just for the pool. Oh, great, sir. Mr. Ricker?
I see you have the, did you go with the average for all these?
Yes.
You want, what, 300 feet to the left and 300 feet to the right? And this is what you came up with?
Yep.
And the variance, what is the?
19.9.
19.9.
19.9, right. Okay. And that, that's what you based your adjustment on?
That's correct.
Correct. No other questions?
All right, thank you, Mr. Ricker. Mr. Workman?
The shed, is it on permanent foundation?
No.
Anything moved to get a setback?
I don't know.
The shed can be moved, yes.
Okay.
So move the shed up to get it in the?
Yes, uh-huh.
So you don't need that variance?
No, we don't need the variance for the shed. Today, it's only for the overhang of the deck on the second floor and right above the main entrance, the shield from rain.
That's the porch.
That's right, for the little porch, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's correct, so we're not requesting anything with the shed.
Okay.
So the 4-foot variance is out?
Yeah, that's the next question. Yeah, because he can do that, we'll look that way.
And 2.6, what is it, 2.6 there?
Yeah, staff noted the shed was not in compliance, so included them as part of the application.
All right, thank you.
We typically go through and pick up everything we notice.
Okay.
So just in case, but they have noted that it can be moved.
It can be moved, that's right.
Will be in compliance with the 5-foot side and rear setbacks.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, that's good, and we appreciate that at the same time, if you can, help move something, so we're going after those two now then. All right, sir. Any further questions?
Ms. Cornwell, it looks like, I'm just going to make sure I've got it right in my head, for the variances, we're looking for a side yard variance for the house as well as a front yard?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Alamon, the setbacks that you're looking at here, you're planning on building existing one-story house, you're tearing it down, putting a two-story house on that same footprint?
It's not being torn down, it's just added.
Just being added on, just an addition.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so the only real addition that you're talking about is in the front you had talked about with the deck and the overhang?
That's correct.
Okay. And you've mentioned, and we saw some pictures here, I guess other houses have had similar teardowns in the neighborhood?
Yes. Yes, we thought it would be helpful for the board to see the neighboring properties. Just to, once again, illustrate that we're going from a one-story to a two-story, and you'll see that some of them have the overhangs with the deck on the second floor. Others have some areas to protect you from rain as you enter into your main entrance.
Okay.
I have no further questions.
So we only need two of them then. Okay, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, chair will call for a motion if we're ready. If not?
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11706. I believe the applicant has presented the criterias for a variance written and verbally. I've addressed the reason for his adjustment. Of course, the house has been built before the zoning code, and adding this on would be in compliance with the rest of the neighborhood. They've taken, which is in our chapter 115, that you can go 300 left, 300 right, come up with an average and average that out. So you've applied that. That's correct.
Yes.
So the uniqueness of the property necessitated this adjustment. The shape of the property, of course, is not a perfectly square property. So this comes into play at 75 feet, and the other is what, 76 something there. So there is a uniqueness to the property there. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. I don't believe the practical difficulty has been created by the applicant. They want the house was built before zoning code was applied in that area, and they're looking to put
canopy.
Yeah, that's the word. Mm-hmm. And matching the rest of the neighborhood, so they've testified. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, because they've made that statement also, that most houses have that little canopy there. The requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Second.
And Mr. Rickard, is that just for the variance request for the house, not for the shed?
That's correct. The shed will be moved. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Those are your motion to deny the variances for the shed.
Deny the variances for the shed. Thank you, Mr. Sharp.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Wharton that we approve case number 11706 for the house, and then we're going to deny the variance for the sheds because the sheds can be moved. Is that correct? That hasn't been said. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And aye, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11706 is approved.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a good evening.
Yes, indeed.